This week's e-break has already been yanked, but there's still plenty of misfires, misspeaks, and stop-downs from the tickets broadcast week. We've got the best of the rest. It's time for the NIT break.
That's right. Friday, 2:40. We have the hard line right around the corner as they are already at Sidecar Social for Summer Chill Soccer Party starting very soon. But one final segment from us in our broadcast week. And Justin is not here today. Hopefully that AC is getting fixed at his home. So the backup quarterback for the NIT break is one David Mino. And David, take us through the best of the
Thank you, Sean. We have six candidates today, including a possible double turkey. But let's start out with a man I see in the control room right now wearing a Krusty the Clown hat. It's our friend Jay King,
okay,
who does the ticket top 10. He runs the board for the kick around, which you can hear every evening after the hard line during the World Cup. And this is labeled as Jay. I think we could also put this on Peter. But it's pretty funny how is like times we have to talk with music underneath us. Like right now, we have a bed. If the bed fades too quickly, if we're doing a live spot without music, it just throws us all off. We don't know how to talk.
The radio term is called production value.
Yes. Some PV.
Yes.
So Jay faded the bed down on the kick around this week, and it just totally threw Peter off.
On America's favorite radio station, 96.7 and 1310, The Ticket, where for the next 40 days, we will be here every night, Monday through Friday at 7 p.m., right after the hard line. Saturdays, 2 to 4 in our normal slot, and we'll sprinkle in some Sundays, too. Where'd the bed go? Don't forget, if you want all the details about how you can listen to the show.
I think we have to put this on Peter,
that's,
right?
He went screensaver, and it's not like he faded it down immediately when he started talking. It went for a little
while. Oh, yeah. Like he let it tail off a little bit.
And we've had some more egregious fades happen throughout the years here at the station.
Because there's no real timing on when you fade it down completely. It's just kind of a feel thing.
Yeah.
Like once you get into the content, the bed goes, and it felt like that was felt like Jay did a good job there.
I think so, too.
So, yeah, that's on Peter totally losing his train of thought because he can't have his music on 0.5.
His wheels just got shot off.
Just have to end the show there. Like, oh, we can't talk about soccer anymore. But, yeah, there we go. Candidate number one, not Jay. That is on Peter. Candidate two, we have a lot from the invasion this week. They had a big old week. So they were on remote earlier, and oftentimes, as radio professionals, we have to do our shows outside. We have to deal with the elements. We might have to deal with animals, insects, rain, heat. We go through it all.
Luckily, like the World Cup, we get hydration breaks.
We do. Mm-hmm. We also play commercials over them, and sometimes we get back in time, sometimes not. But the invasion almost lost their life to a bee.
I took an elbow right to the chops. And so the first thing you do is want to check if you're bleeding.
Yeah.
Right. And I wasn't bleeding, so I felt like I was fine. And then all of a sudden, I moved my tongue around in my mouth, and one of my fronts
was missing.
Wasn't where it was supposed to be. It was knocked back. And I was like, oh, my gosh, like I'm about to be snaggled to. That was my whole thought. So I had to immediately, I called my, oh,
whoa,
goodness, what the heck was
to
that?
To be. I got it. It's dead.
My gosh.
Or is that a wasp? That's a little yellow jacket.
It dove on me right there.
Yeah. Man, it didn't sting you, though.
No, it didn't.
Okay.
Because I would look like Sherman
Clump. There it is. See it?
Oh, my gosh. Thank you.
Yeah.
You're a murderer.
Whoa, what is that? Is that
but
a
I appreciate
fly?
It.
I was defending you.
No, you did.
I'm the Secret Service for you.
You did. Man, I would have turned into Sherman Clump if that thing would have stung me.
Yeah.
Immediately, I would have puffed up.
That's weird, too, because you're talking about an injury, and you almost got another one.
I know. And he came right there.
It's like that. And he tried to get you in the face.
Flew right in my face.
It's like that wasp was like, oh, your tooth is missing? Let's see if I can get in there.
Entry. Entry.
I'm gonna sting you, sting.
And that is such frenetic, Matt.
Oh, my gosh. I just have to kill something. Here it is. You don't need to kill a bee. If it was a wasp, I don't think it's going to hurt you.
We need bees.
We do.
We kill all the bees.
For honey
then we won't
and
have
stuff.
Plants and honey.
And so what am I supposed to eat with my pizza if we kill the bees?
Exactly.
So maybe we put that on Matt for murder instead of both of them. It did interrupt the invasion broadcast, but that's Matt for a live kill this week. Let's stick with Matt McLaren. I love how Matt will just kind of be stream of consciousness sometimes, and if he doesn't know exactly what something is, he'll just talk about it, and it makes it even worse. and it makes it sound dumb. Well, they were talking about City Hall, and I don't think Matt really knows what a City Hall is.
What size of a city do you have to have to have a City Hall?
Well, no, Lake Dallas has one. I bet I don't know
city
where
hall?
It is. Yeah, I mean, we have. Yeah, I'm sure there's. Well, I don't know. Let me. I assume there's a City Hall. There's a mayor. Doesn't the mayor live in City Hall?
No.
Well, I mean, work in City Hall. Obviously, I don't live in it.
You just, that's the question you asked.
I mean, yeah, I you know what I mean, question.
Like, seriously, too. Doesn't
he
live?
Back if you want to.
Yeah, Lake Dallas City Hall. That's City Hall. I drive by that every day.
It's awesome. Well, he doesn't
Holy
live
crap.
There.
I didn't know that was City Hall.
Well, next time, go say hi to the mayor as he's getting some orange juice in the morning.
Try and order him an Uber or something.
Yeah,
oh,
see
that's
eating.
Funny.
It's not time to eat.
The energy they have.
Man. That sounds like such a stoner conversation. Like, what is City Hall? Is mayor lives there,
it
right?
It does sound like Travis did take a bong hit before that segment.
Yeah, even Matt, just like, man, what is it? I drive by it every day and he lives there, man. It's the mayor, dude. So there's Matt, having a good week. And also from the invasion, we had another friend of ours, Mr. Will Connerly, filling in doing ticket tickers, who likes to laugh. Has a fun sense of humor.
Yeah. Will Tankersley.
Now, he wasn't hosting this segment, but a drop made him laugh for some reason, and it completely stopped down the entire show.
I'm with you, man. I hate Gator doubters, too.
They just
don't get it.
They're just so silent, and it's just their little eyes above the water coming at you, and the next thing you know, they got you.
We stayed in an Airbnb in the swamp in New Orleans, and... So we were right on the water.
Hang on. Are you okay, Will? What startled you?
Cool. Why wouldn't I be?
God, that siren went off. You see Will
right.
Just jump up.
Are you on the run? As soon as you heard the siren, you looked up like you were in trouble.
No, I just heard funny stuff.
Oh, okay. Okay.
I just heard funny stuff.
What'd you hear your stream?
What the hell is going on?
No, not that.
Before it starts.
Getting ready to on this break.
Though. Okay, all right.
That's good. Thanks for letting us know.
Yeah, sirens are funny.
Man,
they make me
Will
laugh.
Tankersley. He's the best.
Just like the most random drop ever. It's funny. Funny stuff. The siren. It's humor.
I kind of want to get baked with Will now.
I do too. I want to party with Will Connerly and Lars. That'll
Let's
be
go.
A hell of a weekend.
No, so I just heard funny right. stuff.
Mr. Dixon, Will Connerly, so such good stuff. Candidate 5 is our normal producer who is not here today because he's having more house issues. Justin Montemayor, at the beginning of Why Today Doesn't Suck, I will always throw it to Ham with a funny, clever nickname for him with a play on words with Ham, and then Ham... We'll read the sponsors, throw it to Justin. Justin will get the segment going. Justin got really confused.
Here are your hosts, Sean Bass and David Mino.
He's going to make his wiener dance for like 3 minutes.
Fun times today. It's officially the weekend, and at 2:59, a man still looking for his behole, it's Ham.
Thank you, Mino. Eatsy's Market and Bakery and Gimme the Vin brings you Crips.
Thank you, Monty. Or him.
Huh?
I don't know why I think myself. I don't know.
What's going on?
I don't know. I was trying to think about him not calling me Monty. He just called me Crisp.
Crips.
And then it made me say my
who
own name.
You Crips.
Crips.
Whatever.
Not Crisp.
Thank you, Ham. Thank you.
Just
how have
totally.
We won so many awards as a station?
It boggles
other shows have. We're just kind of around.
Yeah.
Just... Totally short-circuited Justin. And finally, going for the double turkey, Dave Lane of yes. The Hardline. Now, this will take place over 3 different segments.
Oh.
This will start during Community Quick Hits. This will go to Sturm Center, where Dave will correct himself.
Okay.
And then this will end in the final Hardline segment, where Dave will correct something else.
In the testimony, it turns out that the knife... that Carmelo Anthony had in his bag is
a cleat.
It's an illegal knife that it's not permissible in the state.
We were talking about this in the break and
15:14 was the final last night as the brew crew pulled through like in the
12th or 13th inning, like at 1:30 in the morning, and I'm very happy I just went to bed. So anyway.
Can I issue a correction from Community God Quick Dave. Hits?
Yes.
I misread a statement from the detective. He said that the knife wasn't illegal.
Okay.
I said it was illegal.
What does it matter? Well, he brought a knife to attract me.
Yes. Well, okay. So it was a 3-inch knife. It was not illegal in Texas. It was not illegal to have at the stadium, but it was against school policy.
Yeah.
So if you want to split hairs.
We have a very special show, a very special snake pit. Maybe squeeze in some trifecta. Who knows where we'll go tomorrow, but it'll be a lot of fun.
Can I issue another retraction?
Oh, my God. What?
It wasn't an all-white jury. It's just it didn't have a black member in the jury.
What is wrong with you? You're our newsman.
I know. I don't read things all the way through.
Well, that's okay. Hey, we tried our best.
That's amazing.
So about the span of an hour. So those are your six candidates. Is it Peter not being able to talk without music? Is it Murder Matt? Is it City Hall Matt? Is it Will Connerly hearing funny stuff? Is it Justin Crisp? Or is it Dave issuing corrections? Let's go around the room and vote. I'd like to start in the newsroom with Lando.
Thank you, David Mino of Sports Radio 96.7 and 1310 The Ticket. It computes with me to vote for Will MS-DOS Connerly.
Oh, okay, man.
That's a pretty good Will.
Funny EA. Will.
EA, okay. It's two for Will.
Will Tankersley.
Okay.
Three. I guess our votes don't mean anything. I was going to throw one at screensaver Peter Welpton.
Okay. It's a good vote. I was going to vote for Will anyway, so it doesn't really matter. So congratulations. Mr. Dixon, Will Connerly.
Is this number one for Will?
Do we have
no. He already has one. This is number two for Will Connerly.
All right.
And I believe
funny stuff.
He has a catch up to, of course, our leader, Ham, with... He's not on here, apparently.
What? Well, okay. Ham is in the lead with more than...
14.
14. Yeah. Okay, so what's the difference? 12. There you go. Some good math.
See, I'm in school now.
Teacher one day.
Yeah, Mr. Zod.
I'll be folks.